Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, God has been blessing this morning. He has. It's so great to see you and so great to be here. We're gonna go about it a little different today. I waited and waited for a Mother's Day message, and guess what? Go ahead, guess. I didn't get one. I didn't get one. It's like, Lord, you know, the time is counting down. But let's go to Luke chapter 2. He gave me something else here. You remember that wonderful man by the name of Jesus? He was born one day to a virgin. The Bible says she was espoused to a man named Joseph. And her birth was unusual. The birth was unusual because it wasn't by a man of this earth. It was by the Spirit of God. And so he was a holy child, and he was a part of the first and only holy birth. And he was called the Son of God because God is his father. But it was unusual. I know you remember the story about the shepherds in the field, and angels showed up, and they gave them the announcement that there was this big event taking place. The Savior was being born, and they took off. I mean, if you're in a dark field, and all of a sudden these individuals show up out of the darkness, and they're talking to you and praising God and saying it's over there. I don't know if they pointed, but they gave them the direction, and they said, let's go see this thing that's happened. And so they left and they went to see what was going on. And they went and they found Jesus. There were also those men that traveled from the east to see the one that the star announced. These weren't people from Jerusalem. They were from a different land. But they were astrologers. They followed the stars, and they would chart the stars, and they would prognosticate from the stars. And they knew from following the stars and also reading the scriptures and all other types of religious works that they had to use, they found that there was a child that was going to be born, and this star pointed to this child. And so they all went to see this birth. And, you know, the angels told the shepherds, for unto you in verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then it says, with them were angels and multitudes praising God and glorifying God. And I tell you, that would have shook me up out there in that dark, dark field. And they say, we're going to go. If it happened to you, what would you do? Let's go see what this thing is. What is this about? And so yeah, they went. And then came the wise, they call them wise men. I don't know if it says anywhere in the scripture that they're called wise men. But they did come with haste, and they found Mary, and they found Joseph there in verse 16. And they found the babe lying in a manger, just as the angels had said. And when they saw it, they made known. That means they broadcast the saying which was told them about the child. That is, the angels told them this. And all they that heard it, in verse 18, wondered at those things which were told by them, by the shepherds. But look in verse 19. But Mary, his mother, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. It doesn't say that about anyone but his mother. And they returned glorifying God, and of course 8 days they circumcised him as the law required. And then we go on down there, and it was a time for him to be dedicated in the temple according to the law of Moses. And they went and they took their sacrifice there, and they were supposed to offer things according to the Moses, a pair of turtle doves or young pigeons. And there was something very different that happened there in Jerusalem. There was a man there whose name was Simeon in verse 25. And that same man was just and devout. That means he was a very religious man. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. That's the difference. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost is upon them. In the New Testament, the Holy Ghost is in you. In the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost was upon them. In the New Testament, the Holy Ghost is in you. We have a much greater covenant, y'all. But even with the Holy Ghost upon him, this man was still super inspired. And in verse 26 said, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah, says the Lord Christ, but the Messiah. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people. A light, listen now, they're listening to this man talk, a light to lighten the Gentiles. That's us. So God had us in mind all the time, Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken to him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother. He turned to the mother and he says, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. In other words, for some in Israel, Jesus was a stumbling block. That means they just could not accept him as Messiah. They could not deal with him. They rejected him. That was their fall. That was their loss. But then he was also for the rising up of others in Israel. As we know, the first church was a Jewish church. And so it was for the rising up of others in Israel. So some fell and some were raised up. And he was talking about the effect upon the Jews. But then he says this to her, his mother, in verse 36. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That will be troubling to me. And then there was another lady there, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. That's that 84, just a widow. And she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day, this old woman there. And she came in, coming in that instant, at that same moment, gave thanks likewise. So this old man and this old woman is giving thanks for this child that they'd never seen before, giving thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And so this child was a special child, and his mother had an idea that he was. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And we go on. I'll just take this out. It's okay. There was something. It's not what it looked like, okay? Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Yeah, I lost my place, Lord. Verse 41. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover. This is 12 years later. He was 8 days old before when we saw him. 12 years later, they're going to Jerusalem at the Feast of the Passover. We talked about the Passover. It was a yearly feast. And so they go to Jerusalem, and they go, and when they had fulfilled the days, there in verse 43, they returned. The child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother didn't know. Jesus stayed back at 12 years old. They didn't know it. So the Bible says that they went on, and they thought he was there with them about a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back. Now, as you as a mother, what would you think You think you got your child with you, and you go walking or driving or wherever you go for a whole day. And you go, Jesus? And boy, answer me. There's no answer. Anybody seen Jesus? We don't know. We thought he was with you. And found out he wasn't even with you. And you traveled a day. Now, mothers, what would that do to you? Your child is in that big old city by himself. Yeah. And they couldn't find him. So they went back to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple. 3 days. And he was sitting in the midst of the doctors and hearing them and asking them questions at 12 years old. That was like a total of about 5 days. Not seeing my baby. 5 days. Then there'd be Amber Alerts all over the place today. All over the place, pictures on milk cartons and... But something was different about this child. They that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When they finally saw him in verse 48, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou done this deal? Why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he says, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? You know what my mama would have done to me? Ooh, anything within reach. She'd be teaching and tagging at the same time. Boy, don't you ever do it. Now get on down. That's mama. But this was, it sounded like a smart aleck reply, but it wasn't smart aleck at all. And they did not understand his saying, which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them to Nazareth, and he was subject unto him. But look at this in verse 51. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. So there's something in a mother that's not in a father. I love my children, but I don't know my children like my wife knows my children. You know why? Because they had a relationship way before I even saw my child. See? And mothers know their children in a way that no one else knows their children. And you develop that relationship, ladies, and I'm talking out of shop here because I'm a man. But just by observation, you develop that relationship as soon as conception takes place. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that every pregnancy is different. Every experience is different. And that comes up with that child. That's something in that child, but the mother knows. Now, my mother said about me, I used to argue with her about it. She said, Leroy, you're different. You were born to be saved. And I just kick and scream about that. And, Mama, God died for everybody. What do you mean I'm born to be saved? And she knew me a whole lot more than I knew myself. She knew me. If my mother was here, and by the way, this is a faint picture of my mother. Her name was Bertha. Girl had a gold toothbrush. She had light, beautiful light brown eyes. Man, you could get lost in those eyes. Yeah, that's my mother, but she was a pistol. Yeah. If she asked my brother something, he would lie to her and wouldn't blink an eye. If she asked me something and I tried to lie, I never got away with it. Because she knew me. All she had to do was press just a little bit, and I'd break. because she knew me. But she could press my brother all he want, and he tried to teach me. He said, once you tell a lie, you never change it. You go to your grave with it. If you did it and say you didn't do it, you didn't do it. And that was him. And he so-called got away with a lot of stuff, but I don't know that he did because he didn't live very long because he did not honor my parents. And so it's important that we honor our parents. Amen. But she used to say that about me. You were born to be saved. And, well, look at me now. She saw something. She saw something. And it took some years to bring it about, but I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing than this. Somewhere